a friend to Jesus.
My life for him must spend.
I'll be a friend
to Jesus. Jesus, death or woe. Ninu kongkero na gabila to. Naisiya reka fu. Moja abre fu jesu. Moja ye me fu. Moja abre fu jesu.
Sọ fún Ọlọ́run pé Olúwa ọ̀rẹ́ fún mi nọ rẹ tí ma gbọ́ yìí Olúwa Olúwa yí ayé mi padà Olúwa fi ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ tí ma gbọ́ Olúwa fi yí ayé mi padà fi mú ye pada rere wonu aye mi oluwa fi bukun fun mi gbogbo bi ti mo ku si oluwa fi tun mi se oluwa fi tun mi se
lord by your word
mu oro re oluwa si mi niye
open my understanding
awon nkan to fe ki mo ti o si mi lore
everything you want me to know that will affect my life
Lord,
let me know
this.
Give me the power to put into action. Both old and young. Lord, open my understanding. For everything I ought to know. In this word of God,
about to live,
Lord, open my understanding. Let me know everything I ought to know. Let there be showers of grace. Let me put it into action. Please let us pray. By this, let me be blessed.
Lord,
bless me abundantly through your word. Please pray. Lord, help me. Use this word to transform my life. Transform my life. Transform my lifestyle. Jesus, my
dear.
Amen. Amen.
Gbogbo emi akole kan ati aniyan loni e dana sun
amen
ninu aye enikankan gbogbo ona ti an da mu ipalara ba aye emi wa loruko Jesu oluwa de pa
amen
eran wa lowo
amen
e bukun fun wa
amen
e saanu fun wa
amen
e je ka le farabalẹ gboro yin lagboye
amen
ka le gba ibukun re
amen
ni oruko Jesu oluwa wa
amen
Mo ki wa ni oruko Oluwa kaabo siwaju re.
I welcome us in the name of the Lord to his presence.
Koko oro Olorun ti a fi nba wa soro ninu isin eni.
And the title of the message in today's service.
Oni ibola fun Christi to gaji.
Is the most honorable honor to Christ.
Ibola fun Christi to gaji.
The honor to Christ.
E je ki gbogbo wa ko jo so o.
Let's echo it together.
Ibola fun Christi to gaji.
The most honorable honor to Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Oniruru ibola fun lo wa.
There are categories of honor.
Àwọn mìíràn a máa yí nílẹ̀.
Many people can be running on the floor.
Àwọn mìíràn bí ọba tí ọba ti pe Ọlọ́run wo sì fìlà.
When they call on God, they will remove their cap.
Àwọn mìíràn gbé òṣùbà.
Many people they pay homage.
Àwọn mìíràn máa ń
gbọ́run. Many people they live a kind of praise.
Ọba tí, ọba ká, ọba kí, ọba kú, ọba mọ́sàmánkì.
They give all kinds of name to God.
Láti bu ọlá fún Ọlọ́run.
To pay homage to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ṣùgbọ́n lénìí.
But today.
Mo ń bá wa sọ̀rọ̀.
I want to speak to us.
Nípa bu ọlá fún Kristi tó gajì.
The precious homage to Christ.
Onírúurú ọ̀nà la le gbà láti bu ọlá fún Olúwa náà.
There are different categories we can pay homage to God.
Nígbà mìíràn bí a ti ṣe wá láti ìgbà mìíràn nípasẹ̀ ọrẹ. Àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ tí a fi fún Olúwa.
Through our offerings.
Ọrẹ tó dára tó jọjú.
A good offering.
Àmọ́ ti bọlá fún Ọlọ́run.
You can use this
as homage. Ṣùgbọ́n eléyìí ṣe tó gajù.
But this is not the most beautiful one.
Mo ń bá wa sọ̀rọ̀ lénìí.
I'm talking to us today.
Nípa ìbọlá fún tó gajù.
That's the greatest honor for Christ.
Nínú ìwé Malachi orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀ kẹfà.
In the book of Malachi chapter 1 verse 6.
Ọlọ́run ti ẹnu Malachi sọ wípé.
God speak through Malachi.
Ó ní ọmọ a máa bọlá fún bàbá rẹ̀.
A child can honor
ọmọ ọdọ a máa bọlá fún Olúwa rẹ̀.
Servant can honor his
master. Ó ní ǹjẹ́ bí èmi bá ṣe bàbá.
He said, if I'm your father.
Bí èmi bá ṣe bàbá.
If I'm your father.
Ọlá mi àdá.
Where is my honor?
Bí èmi bá ṣe Olúwa.
If I'm your Lord.
Ẹ̀rù mi àdá.
Where is my fear?
Ní Olúwa àwọn ọmọ ogun wí fún yín.
Said the Lord of hosts.
Ẹ̀yin àlùfáà.
O priest.
Tí gan orúkọ mi.
That despise my name.
Ẹ̀yin sì wí pé.
Ẹ̀yin sì.
Nínú kíni àwa fi gan orúkọ rẹ.
I want you to know that God is expecting a kind of honor from people.
The
son should honor his parents. The servant will honor the master. He said, if I'm your father, if I'm your Lord, where is my honor? How do we honor God? How do we pay homage to God?
Wípé àfi Jésù sí Olúwa wa.
If Christ is our Lord.
Tó bá ṣe wípé àgbà gẹ́gẹ́ bí Olúwa àtolùgbàlà lótìtọ́.
If he is accepting as Lord and Savior.
Báwo ni ọ̀nà wo ni àwọn ń gbà láti bọlá fún.
How do we pay homage to him?
Mo wà níwájú yín nípa
I'm in your presence by the Spirit of the Lord, by the revelation of the Spirit, and by the backing of the Spirit, to tell you the greatest honor to Christ. God is expecting from each and every one of us. We open our Bible to the book of Luke chapter 10, from verse 38.
Si ese ikejilelogoji o si se bi won tin lo o wo ile to kan obirin kan ti a npe ni Mata si da si ile re o si ni arabirin kan ti a npe ni Maria ti o joko lebe ese Jesu ti o ngbo oro re sugbon Mata nse iyonu on pupo o si to wa o ni Oluwa iwo ko kukusu si ti arabirin mi fifi mi sile lati ma nikan si aisin mi. We fun ki o ran mi lowo. Sugbon Jesus sit down.
Jesus answered.
O si wi fun pe
Mata.
He wants the aniyan ati lana nitori ohun pupo.
Thou art careful and troubled about many things.
Sugbon ohun kan ni a ko le se alaini.
But one thing is needful.
Mata si ti yan iparere na.
And Mary had chosen that
pupo,
which shall never be taken away.
Mo ma bi a o ti ma ka ibi bayi.
I know you might have been reading this verse.
Sugbon mo tun ka si yin leti be lati ti be ba wa so.
I'm reading to your hearing again.
Bi a ti se ma n ka tabi bi a ti ma n gbo.
Maybe we have been hearing it before.
Bawo ni ibi bayi bawo lo ti se ntumo si fun yin.
How do you understand this passage?
Bani Jesus ma kiri kiri lati sore.
Jesus go around doing good.
Ninu ibi ti Jesus ma lo ki se pe igboro nikan Jesus ma lo igberi ko kaakiri.
Jesus went to villages, cities.
O ti lo si awon ilu to gbajugbaja be na lo n lo si bi awon ti o gbajugbaja.
As Jesus is going to all the cities, he's going
to
the
villages. Yani pe bi Jesus ti wa fun eni to mo we lo wa fe ti o mo we.
That is Jesus is for both literate and
illiterate.
Jesus is of both the poor and the
wretched.
Jesus went to a village.
There
was a woman called Martha.
So he
welcomed Jesus.
Maria.
He has a younger sister called Mary.
How to my bonny pa Mata, Maria and Lazarus.
We'll be hearing Mata, Mary, and Lazarus.
My lady, can one Jesus walk in the lane one that lalage?
Jesus enter into their house.
Yes, it's a Jesus lalage.
And the accomplished
Jesus Joko.
Jesus now sat down.
Sorrow.
And Jesus was speaking to them.
He
was teaching them. Jesus was accompanied by his disciples. They were discussing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This
way. Mary sat down beside Christ. Jesus sat down like this. The disciple of Jesus Christ sat down. Do you understand? She was sitting beside Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oni ojoko ni ebe ese re.
She was sitting beside Jesus.
Sugbon Maria Mata to je gbon.
But Mata,
o bere si jade kiri.
She went all around.
Oni korege. Rice ye da kun se ni rice macaroni abi to ma nwu yen.
Do you have that this type of rice?
Mami labisi. E da kun se ni ewa oloyin.
Do you have that beans?
Mami Amedu. E da kun se ni tomato alagolo.
Do you have this kind of tomato? She went all around. She went all around. She was doing a lot of things. She was busy with domestic calls. She was busy for nothing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
A round of applause for Jesus.
Jesus
was sitting down. I want to speak to us, Mom.
What?
This woman is very good. Amen. She was moving from one place to another. She was very serious.
Rice to Bellora, no, Mammy Colide. Who am I? Dossi Daniel, what you will not found me more? What would you be a day? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tibiti bear. Now
saw Jesus Christ and disciples. You don't even rebuke me. You don't rebuke me. I was the only one moving from one place to another.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eni to ba la kitiyan to ba ni akitiyan to ba dabi mata o ma nfa ki gbogbo eyan no dabi un.
Someone that is serious like this woman would like everybody to be like himself. Jesus says, you are just busy for nothing.
Oni ko dabi dabi pe o dabi an pe o ngbe leyin eni to je bi ole abi eni ti o fe sise ile. Boya omo mi to se pe nsa fun se o le wa wo Maria na Jesus so fun Martha wi pe eh Martha en se yonu pupo ki se be
you are busy for nothing. That's not meaning. Many
eni ti ba nsa fun se ki se pe Jesus ke se pe Jesus wa pon leyin.
Jesus is not a lazy.
Ki se pe Jesus so wi pe ise ni o da.
It's not rebuking us but the common thing. What's telling us this?
What is
you are busy for
what is nothing.
You are busy for all nothing. But there is something that is
needed.
And Mary has chosen that. Mary has chosen that. And that is where the title of the
sentence
is sitting at Jesus'
door.
And
hallelujah.
Amen. It is you do things that is necessary. When you want to do three things, you say which one is the most important? Which one come first, second, and third? When Jesus came, and immediately he came. Jesus sat down and spoke to them.
She's
supposed to sit down and listen. After the message, then they prepare food. Jesus was speaking to them. I want to do observe
this.
Jesus was teaching and Martha was moving up and down. That is disrespect. Jesus came to their house and Jesus was speaking to them. It's disrespect. When you are speaking to his child, you are communicating with a child and he's doing another thing. That is disrespect. Can you get the
name?
It is the spirit of anxiety. The spirit of worry affected this woman. We are not going to finish this rice. We are coming from a place. You ought to sit down and listen to the message. I didn't go to dining to eat.
But mo wa si ori agbi sitting room.
I mean your sitting room. You want to listen to what I want to say. I'm speaking and you don't even listen to it. This one has chosen the good part. And this part cannot be taken away from her. Can you understand? Jesus is not supporting a lazy child.
so wipe ipa o ti ni nkan kan te eyan ti gbodo te eyan nkan to ba se akoko eyan gbodo se
you have to do things accordingly
you gbodo fi nkan to ye ko fi si keji sakoko
you must not put things in
o si gbodo fi nkan nkan akoko se ikeji
you must put everything accordingly
hallelujah
amen
umba mata wi nitori wipe o fi nkan to ye ko fi se number 2 se number 1
Jesus rebuked Martha because of this disorderliness
umba mata wi nitori wipe o se aibowo fun aibola fun
because he did not respect Christ's message and she didn't understand
that Jesus soro to wa duro sibe
Jesus was speaking Jesus was speaking
to Jesus oluwa re
he said it's your Lord
to me o wa mu agbe eyin obodo do eyin oluwa obodo wa sodo pa oluwa obodo wa sodo wa keyin o mo fun lo nje oluwa obodo wa sodo wa
need to give Jesus something to eat
rice re oluwa obodo wa sodo wa ka ba se bayi ko si soro
and Jesus was speaking
o si wa nwa taaki
and you are now roaming up and down you are moving up and down. Jesus was speaking and you are in the kitchen. What is the meaning? Do you understand that passage? Jesus came to their house. Jesus sat down. Jesus sat down and was speaking. And the other one sat down beside Christ's feet.
Oluwa mi
Lord, you don't rebook this lady
ko si sare kiri mo sare lo ko sare lo si mo so ko ko si esu si mi
e ba nba mi ko nu odi be rebook her let her
ko ojo mi bi
ayo let her assist me
ko nu ojo mi ka ma sare ki ka mo soro dale
let her assist me so that we can do this
hallelujah
amen
Jesus bi pe
Jesus now answer.
Maria ti yan
Mary has chosen
Maria ti yan ipa bo le ni yan
what is your
father?
Mary has chosen the good
part.
Nobody can take it away.
May
God help us to choose the good
part.
For us to understand, how can we choose the good part? The most greatest honor. The most greatest honor. The homage. I want to take it. Number one. The greatest honor Christ expects from believers. Here I'm going to expatiate the greatest honor Jesus is expecting. Number two. Dangerous of these things in the journey of faith. Dangerous.
Ati akoba ti o po nse fun ara re ninu irin ajo igbagbo
dangers when you don't pay homage to Christ
history keta
number 3
oni ipe ati ikilo Christ famu onigbagbo
calling and warning of Christ to
ipe ati ikilo Christ famu onigbagbo
and warning of Christ
amen.
Amen.
Mo mu ni abala isori akoko.
I take the first one.
Ibola fun to gaju ti Christ ireti latodo onigbagbo.
The greatest honor Christ expect from believers.
Daddy ati mommy, arakunrin ati arabinrin.
Brothers and sisters.
Mo fe bra mun ba yin soro bi emi Olorun ti dari ni.
And speaking according to the letter of the
Ibola fun to gaju.
The greatest honor.
Ewo 1:38, 39, and 42. Oni o si se bi won tin lo o wo ile to kan
obere
kan ti a pe ni mata si da sile
and a woman received him
oni o si ni arabere kan ti a pe ni Maria
and had a sister called Mary
jo joko lebe se Jesus
which sat at Jesus head is well
jo joko lebe se Jesus to nse kini
he sat at Jesus
feet ewa wo verse 42 ese kejile logoji sugar won kan ni a ko le si alai ni
one thing is needful
Maria ti yan iparere na
Mary has chosen that good part.
Lato ni lo abere si yan iparere.
As for today we choose good
part. Ti ani le gba lowo wa.
That cannot be taken from us.
Kini ifola fun to gaju?
What is the greatest honor?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Boya mo le ri enikan to se wi ko le de ni to ni after le mi bayi ni isin. Ko wa so fun mi wi pe pastor.
Iye ti Jesus o je ni mogun. I'm just preparing pandemonium. I'm trying to prepare food for Jesus so that I can bring it to church. is good in his own sight or our own sight. Jesus cannot count this. I prepare this food because of those people that are poor. There's no food for them to eat. The pastor will say, well done, but it's not the right thing. You have done the right thing.
Oh, hello, me, I'm
the wrong way. Many people say, I went to this place. I went to that place. I supposed not to come without money. I must not come to this place without money. That's why I went all around. That's why I was absent. That's why I was absent in the revival time. I was busy, so I couldn't make it for the beach. These are matter spirits. He was busy for nothing. Busy for no
sensitivity.
Busy for ephemeral things. When the Lord came to us, do you know the time God visits you? Many of us, God visits us, but we do a lot of things. Sometimes God can visit you in your thoughts. God will visit you and say this thing and this thing. For him to see that gently and listen to the instruction of the Spirit, what the Lord is informing him, he will not take it.
He
will do another thing.
He
will go for another thing. Many people in their dreams, God will come to them. And when they wake up, when they wake up like this,
they
just jump out from the bed.
God.
There's no time for special quiet time.
They
quote scripture from scripture. And the Lord is saying, which kind of child is this? Which kind of child is this?
Pray.
I'm going out. I'm off. I'm going to.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen.
Listen to this. Say, God be saying it.
Amazing.
You will forget everything. Every information. The greatest honor to Christ. Greatest honor. The Lord visited Martha's house. How did God visit our house? That was how he visited us. God can visit us in our thoughts. God can visit us in our thoughts. He can visit us in our dreams, in our visions. Amen. God can visit us in preaching like this. He can visit us and sit down with us and speak to us on Bible study and revival time. God can visit us in such a way. From 12 to 5, God can visit us every Sunday from 8 to 9. We are sitting at Jesus' feet. God will visit us. And from 9 to 12, God will still visit us.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. But when the Lord visits us, where are you? Is it not that you are going for rice? Is it not that you are in the kitchen? Many people, they work for their work.
Hallelujah.
Just to eat. He's behaving like Martha.
He's
behaving like Martha. Listen to
this.
Jesus did not rebuke her not to cook. Jesus is not going to use all the time. There is a time for the message and Jesus will stop that. And he had a sister called
Mary,
which sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. That is the greatest of all. That is the greatest of all. He listened to the word. You will see the
vision.
She sat at Jesus' feet and listened to the word. Many people, they misinterpret what we call honor. Many people did not come to Bible study because there's no money. That's why they didn't come to the Bible. That's why many people were absent and sitting at Jesus' feet. Jesus visited Mary and Martha in their house. And Mary was sitting beside Jesus' feet. It is the most greatest honor. She sat down and listened to Christ's words. When Jesus entered and sat down, in another sense, it is a disrespect for Jesus to be speaking and then we do another thing. Do you know? You are church, you are members of this church, and we are in the church like this. We are having speaking at Jesus. And you are in church
member,
and you are in your house, you are preparing food. He said you cannot but eat. You have to eat something. You cannot but eat something. Why is it that you cannot prepare your food as early as 3 a.m.
Hello, Mira.
Many people will visit their friends. Many people we went for meeting. But his Lord is speaking. That is matter. They are looking up and down from one thing to the other. Many people will say there is nothing that do. We have to hold a meeting.
Daddy and mommy.
Dad and mom. Brothers and sisters. Greatest honor. Greatest honor. To sit down and listen to the word of God like this. Look at the way we sit. It is honor. Many people, it's as if they force them to sit. The most greatest honor. Look at where we started. She sat down and listened to his word. But the elder sister was moving up and down. Now the Lord is speaking to us. This church member that is in another place. When we are having Bible study, and the church member that is in another place is busy for nothing. Let me get more money. We ought to come together and listen to the word of God. Because the Lord has visited us. He has visited
Amen.
Us. Amen. God has visited us in teaching. He has visited us in revival. He has visited us in preaching. He has visited us and sitting at Jesus'
feet.
Jesus has planned to visit us in preaching.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 What I'm saying in
essence,
Olorun a ma wa be yin wo a ma be eniyan wo
God can plan and
speak
by sending inspiration of his word into your life. By telling you some things in the dream. By giving you scriptures to read. By taking the inspiration of his word. But instead for many people to sit down and meditate. From the beginning of this campaign, the Lord is telling them, read Genesis. You don't have time. I will read it tomorrow. I will start it next week. But they don't have time. They don't have time for you. God is speaking to us through all the
programs.
I want you to know how God visits you. The time God visits you. Every program in the church. It is a divine visitation from God. And when God sent the visitation of his words into our hearts, it's another visitation. When we dream, it is another time of visitation from the Lord. Therefore, Dad and Mom, brother and sister, greatest honor, the summary of everything is to patiently sit down and listen to the word of God and to write it in our hearts and into our notes. That is the most greatest honor.
Oh my God. Hallelujah.
Amen. When God speaks to us, when God visits us, you must write it in your heart. You must have something to write in your notes. You must have the physical and spiritual note. When the Lord visits us in this time like this,
hallelujah,
is the greatest honor for you to sit down and listen attentively. As we are sitting, are we going to sit tomorrow? No. We ought to do things according to their time. The most greatest honor is to sit down and listen and read the word of God. To read the word of God diligently.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It means when you wake up in the morning, when you wake up, you just sit down and appreciate God. What has God told me in my dream? What is the divine direction? What are those things God has sent to me? You pray concerning those revelations.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That
is most greatest honor. It's honor.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It means to leave our work, to close our shelves, for programs like Bible studies, for programs like revival, to leave those other meetings for God's one. It is most greatest honor God is expecting from us. Most of our dads will do work all around during the time of sitting at Jesus'
feet.
Amen.
Amen.
To do the one that belongs to the Lord. The first day of the week. The first day of the week is Sunday. When you prepare something because of something, you have to prepare good food for the person.
ojo akoko lose ko je ke fi mo eju ko se nkan miran ju pe lati gboro olorun lo
ipo la day of the week is meant for the Lord.
Lati wa joko ni esin Oluwa
to sit down and Christ things.
Emu
jo to walk all around.
Lati mo re ki adugbo.
Emu jo be roaming about.
Emu aro Monday.
Take Monday morning.
Emu sa.
Take Monday morning.
Emu aro Monday sa.
Daddy. Take Monday morning. You can go all around for that on Monday morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sunday.
But Sunday morning, it is disrespect. It is disrespect to the Creator. You cannot take Saturday, then take Monday.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Different kinds of meeting. Different kinds of meeting. Let them put it on Saturday or very early on Monday morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Should not let it see. Sorry.
There is a meeting outside
there. It's disrespectful.
When God is speaking to us and we are in
another place,
but when God is speaking to us and we sit down, we listen to
him, it's honor.
To sit down, to listen, and to read, and to meditate in the words of the Lord, to put it into practice. It is the most greatest
honor.
And then the Lord told Joshua, for the rest of your life, this is what you
will
know. He said, prepare yourself. You are going to divide the land of this people. The land I promised your fathers. Prepare yourself. Do according to the words
and commandments
of Moses. Do not depart from it. So that you can have good success.
Psalm 1. Ese kini wipe
ibukuni
fun okunrin na ti o rin ninu ima eyan buku.
Blessed be the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Ti ko duro ni ona awon elese.
But standeth in the counsel of the
sinner. Ti ko si joko ni ibujoku awon elegan.
But sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó ṣe pé dídùn inú rẹ̀ inú òfin Ọlọ́run ló wà.
But his delight is in the word of God.
Nínú òfin Olúwa nínú rẹ̀ ló ti ń ṣe àṣàrò lọ́sàn-án àti lóru.
He is meditating day and night. Ó
wá nírú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ yóò dàbí igi tí a ti ṣe ti palo.
Like a
tree
planted by the riverside. I want you to put it in practice. When you wake up in the morning, think of it. Don't put anything in mind. Wake up. Even before you have family meeting, family devotion, ask yourself, what has God speak to me? Those of you that is your dad and mother that would you wake you up?
Be a meta. And you want your mommy. Yes, it's a baby.
Many little ones.
You want to wake up and say,
for you to study at night, that does not mean you should not wake up at the normal time. Best thing is for you to wake up.
Wake up.
Be Use that as your own quiet
time.
What is that thing that God is leading you? What are those things that you perceive? What's the correlation of those things, revelation? And then you pray accordingly. And then you now go the family devotion. I want you to understand. That's why God bless his people in their dreams. When God see that you the first day, that means you pay your
tithe.
And then you go to your work. By now, many people have traveled.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And when we know we go like
4:30.
And the Lord is going to speak to me.
And then you come to Bible study.
Wednesday.
The
Lord will revive my
soul.
I have to be in the church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any show Baba, my daddy. Ojo Sunday.
For Sundays.
I go be abati Baba. We can look one way. Ile ijosin. I go meje abba.
Seven.
Meje odi akibo bobi oti.
8:00. We ought to be safe.
Abantu ko yeka se miran.
Ought not to do another
thing.
I want you to correct yourself. As for now, correct yourself. The greatest honor
to
the Lord Almighty is the most greatest honor. It is honor to the Lord. Jesus told Mary has chosen the good
part
that nobody can take it. It's the greatest honor for the Lord. And that is what is going to profit his life. I come to the second part because of our
time.
Dangers many people put themselves to in the journey of faith. Look at the dangers. Number one. Many people profess to be Christians. They ought to be in the Bible study. Sitting at Jesus' feet. They ought to sit down and listen to the word of God.
They're
supposed to check the word of God and meditate
on the giants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I may yellow never be. Kilo de tari. When you call you come Sunday. Oh, I joke on the. Kawari. When you come on, Allah made you kufu. Ekeni, ntolo mbe ba inse ebo.
You don't listen to God's message.
Eni oma pe. Ti Allah mo ba ti se nyalo le kuse ntole she.
If God is not giving you any favor, nobody
can
be for you. Our thought is to get each amount of money. It's not what you do that you
gain.
When you work and honor God, God will now bless your
work.
But if you work without honor to God, it is a satanic trick. When you refuse to pay
homage,
it is God that brings blessings.
Ah.
We ought to
do our own duty at the appropriate
time
and serve God at the right time. Let's do the right thing and let's leave that part of God to God. The time for God, we use it with our own.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to talk about the dangers. Many a times, many people supposed to be in the church when
they're
supposed to be as sleeping as Jesus. Many people are still in the kitchen. When we come from Bible study, what are we going to eat?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Many people are prepared food before they come to church. That's why they
leave.
Many people think that this is my food. I didn't cover it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's examine our life.
Jesus
said, you are busy for nothing. You are busy for ephemeral things. These are the dangers. Dangers. Anxiety. God is better than Europeans.
Even a sports car. Move the day you come can see back.
There is no vehicle without a boot. Our case is like somebody want to take this pill to Lagos. Want to take this pill to Lagos. Now get to the garage. He said, please bring it to the boot. He said, I'm going to put it on my head. Now put it on his head. Put it on his head. Sit down. He's the only one that we know how far.
You must say, Bunny.
We know how far it is.
You know, Matthew, you must say.
Be sweating profusely.
Can what you say?
Why? Foolish. This is why you are going to put your load. Many of us dance
our heads.
There is a way or by which we can serve God. These are the dangers. One will not grow in the spirit. Anxiety will kill the spiritual fire in you. It will not allow the word of God to stay. These are the dangers. It will kill the word of God. It makes you to forget revelations, dreams, visions, and teachings of the word of God. When I asked you, what
was
last week's message, many people forgot. Amen. When you are too much of anxiety and worry, the word of God will not abide in
your heart.
Even when he dreams, he will forget.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Such a person, their mind will be divided. Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. Luke chapter 8, verse 14. It makes someone to be slave of money. The person will be chasing money, and money will be running away. Money will be running away.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To make someone to be slave to money. It brings backsliding. with all these dangers,
only Olorun ko fi nlo fa gbogbo awon problem,
and that's what caused the problem.
Ego Olorun mo like e oni won le lo o okunrin yen won le lo.
They are chasing that man.
Oni eni ti won le lo yen o aye lo nje.
They are chasing the world.
Ah, ko si seni to le ri aye ba.
And nobody can chase the world and catch
it.
If you chase the Lord, it's the Lord that will now give you what you want.
Daddy and mommy.
Dad and mom.
Akoba ati palara.
Dangers.
Akoba ati palara.
Dangers.
Si aibowo fun Oluwa.
For not honoring the Lord. Dangers.
Si man koba yin.
Because of our time, I come to the third
one.
The Christ calling. Luke 10, verse 41 to 42.
First Timothy 6, verse 11 to 12. Matthew 6, verse 25 to 34.
Write it down.
Nitori ewu. Ipalara ati jamba
because of the danger.
Apole kan ati sise lahala pupo ma nfa fun yan
because of all these dangers.
E meji ni Jesus pe mata egbon.
Jesus called Martha twice.
Verse 41.
Luke
10 verse 41. Oni suda Jesus dan o wi fun pe mata mata.
Mata mata.
E wi be. Be na ni Jesus n pelu mi pe baba baba.
Jesus was calling many people like that.
Omokunrin yen pe mata mata mama para re
mata mata don't be yourself.
Iyawo o mo le je tan.
All this thing you are doing, we cannot finish it.
Mata mata
mata
ikiloni
don't be yourself. Is squalling.
O kilo fun wi pe o ti si aniyan po mo pare.
You are too anxious. Don't be yourself.
Ati la la nku po.
You are worried for many things.
O ni pe mo nbo na lo fi nfara agana o ti nfo.
Because I'm coming to visit your house, you are watching the world. All these things was little things. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. Your anxiety and worry is too much. There's no much gain in it. Jesus answers. One thing is needful.
Ṣùgbọ́n nǹkan tó bá yẹ kéèyàn ó ṣe agbọ́dọ̀ mọ bá a ti ṣe nǹkan lákòókò tó yẹ.
We ought to know how to do things in appropriate time. Know the time to do what belongs to
them.
Don't exchange it.
Mata mata.
Mata mata.
Ó ní ìwọ́ ti ń ṣe àníyàn àti láàlọ́ ń púpọ̀.
You worry too much.
Ṣùgbọ́n nǹkan ló gbọ́dọ̀ ṣaláìní.
But there's something that is
related. Èyí ni ọ̀rọ̀ mi, ìtọ́ni mi, ìkọ́ni mi. Olorun lo mo bi ti owo wa ni odari ebe.
God knows
so wa gbolon seyin.
And you now put God at the back.
O ti gbolon seyin.
You put God at the back.
Olorun lo mo bi da se yori wa.
God knows the secret.
Olorun lo mo bi ti gbogbo awon nkan wa so
do. He knows everything.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Awon nkan kan ye mi nba yin so.
There are some things I understand and I want to know. In my own room, my own house.
You honestly speaking, you dali rupo. Kasiri. Timuba so be timu fiago si lelima. Ibele lo straight.
If I tell you where I'm keeping my wristwatch, you go there straight and then you pick it up. I want to help you, Pastor, to take your wristwatch. And I will now direct that. Go to this place. Do this. You raise it up. You see this one. And when you enter, you go straight to that place and pick it. But somebody that did not know anything, did not tell me, and just went and searched for my house. We look for everything. We not see it. Many of us behave like that.
That's why,
are you the creator of the world?
God created the world. He knows why he puts suffering. He knows why he puts suffering. He knows where he puts sources. God knows where good people is, where the bad ones. God knows where you can stay that you will not prosper. God knows why you can build your house and you'll be okay. God knows everything. Now put God at the back.
And
now say, God, follow me. Warning. Say it, the Lord will help
you.
Jesus replied, matter. You refuse to listen to my word. Why do you worry for much things? What is needful to be
direction?
You must but need it. That's why many people are walking ignorantly because they left God behind. What is needful is the word of God, the teaching, the direction, the spirit of God. It is the prerequisite.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I
come back to the book of
Matthew.
Chapter 6.
Let
me read this first. That is the word of God. Do your work at the appropriate time. Don't make any anxiety.
Verse 31.
Take no thought.
All
these things just
by
many people, they are not party because of anxiety. Somebody put
it's
giving that's why many people, they are not okay physically. What are we going to eat tomorrow? How these children will go to school? Do what you need to do. What do you need to do now? If you do the right thing now, and then tomorrow will be better. Do what you need to do now. What you need to do now, do it. It's warning. What you ought to do, do it. When you wake up in the morning, do the right thing. Sunday, Wednesday, revival. None of the church members should be at home or work in place during the Bible study. Nobody can save you. Many people, Satan will just lure them out. Satan just lure them out. Satan deceived them. Let me tell you. I can tell you categorically. Many of us, there may be something Satan has planned. There are a lot of things that pastor cannot explain. Just because he honored God like this, God will take it away. Evil plan of over his head. Can you see how he sits down and listens to my word? What Satan is saying, let's take it away.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There was a woman that used to come to church. Just walk. One Saturday night. I cannot follow you at night.
The
man died. The man of God cannot forget. Very early, he has gone to work. A lot of things.
Let
us that habit again. It is well with us. Many evil, God take them away. Many accidents, God take them away. When we listen to the word of God, know how to do it.
Willingly.
Jesus said,
this year,
I know it's the word of
you
power.
You
is going to become power.
First
Timothy chapter 1.
Only should be away in your long sapun come ye. Sapun and sapun a collector. Sapun I have ye. Sapun come ye.
Play all these things.
Sapun by ye.
That's worldliness.
Only come and lepo dodo.
Seek stand to your feet. The greatest honor.
You
prepare rice. If you prepare anything, if you don't listen to the word of God,
all those things,
they are not acceptable. How do you react to the reading
and
reading? What was the reaction to the program? Stand and pray to God. Martha did not know. When Jesus was speaking, Jesus was preaching in his inner house. Many people did not even count it when they dream. Many people did not come to Bible study. Jesus was sitting at a revival. Jesus was sitting down. Let us stand to our feet. Let us pray and thank God. Lord, in any way I've disrespected you, have mercy on me. In any way I've disrespected you, Lord, have mercy on me. In any way I've disrespected you, Lord, have mercy on me. Please close your eyes and pray. Close your eyes and pray. Lord, in any way I've disrespected you, Lord, have mercy on me. I don't know. Where is my honor? The Lord is asking
you. Greatest honor. Lord, forgive my disrespect.
Ni orugo Jesu Oluwa.
Amen.
I want your life to change.
You
thank God now. Grace and power to change. To honor God in all my ways. My life receive it. Don't postpone this prayer. Don't neglect this prayer. My life connect with the grace. The grace and power.
In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to honor God, the grace to honor God, the grace and power, the grace and power. To honor God. The power to honor God in all my ways. My life connect to you. My life magnetized you. My destiny magnetized you. In the mighty name of Jesus. My life magnetized the grace of God. My life magnetized the power of God. To honor God in all my ways. To honor God in my quiet time. To honor God in my dream. To honor God when it's so good. To honor God in Bible studies. To honor God in sitting at the Lord. To honor God in Sunday worship. To honor God in revival. To honor God in speaking. Grace and power. To honor God in all my ways. I bless my life now. Grace and power. Amen. Every virtues, every good things, everything I've loved, Lord,
Every
problem in my life. Jesus. Every problem in my life.
Oluwa,
because of my respect,
God stop them.
Every good thing I've missed,
Oluwa,
because of this respect,
God restore them to me.
I'm ready to honor you as from now.
Oluwa,
as from now, please pray with aggression. Pray with sin.
Pray with aggression.
Amen.
Amen.
Big amen.
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 Now we want to pray. Lord,
there's
anyone in sorrow
that
God should solve their problems. Anyone in any problem, that Lord should bring peace into their
lives.
We are going to pray that
prayer.
Oh yeah, in the name of Jesus.
Anyone in
sorrow, Lord, make them happy. You are
the
Lord. In our area, anyone in sorrow, woman, Lord, make them happy.
Àwọn ẹni wọn tí wọn padà nù yẹ kí Ọlọ́run kó dí àyè tí wọn fi sílẹ̀ fún wọn. Kọlọ́run kó fi àánú dí àyè yẹn. Kọlọ́run kó fi àánú dí àyè yẹn. Kí wọn mọ̀ sí rí bí bẹ́ẹ̀ mọ̀ lórúkọ Jésù. Kí wọn mọ̀ rí wàhálà mọ̀ lórúkọ Jésù. Ní àárín wa ní àdúgbò ní àyíká kí bí ó mọ̀ sẹlẹ̀ ká mọ̀ sọkọnù ká mọ̀ sayanù ká mọ̀ sọmọnù lórúkọ Jésù ká mọ̀ se sọfọ̀ ká mọ̀ se kúkú àìtọ́jọ́ ikú òjijì kó mọ̀ se sẹlẹ̀ ohun tí ó le fà ká mọ̀ le ṣe lórúkọ Jésù.